in chapter 5 of Matthew, Jesus has given us his manifesto, his statement of intent, his objectives. He's laid out the way things are to be in the kingdom. Later, he will give those who complete the course their mandate, their authorization, and we find that in Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. If you look at this passage, you'll see that he's talking to his disciples, those who have stayed with him through his trials. He's not speaking to followers or believers. This commission is not for them, it's for the disciples, because you can only reproduce, you see, after your own kind. You can only take people as far as you've gone yourself. And he's still looking for those who will go the full course, who'll join his movement and stick with it when the going gets tough, as it will. It's to these he gives the instruction to make disciples. Make them just like you are. Enthuse them with the enthusiasm you have and teach them everything I've taught you. That's how it goes on. One will tell another and he will tell his friend. So the question comes, who are you and what are you this day? A believer, a follower, or a disciple? Before we embark on the next chapter, it isn't too late to sign up to be in the third category. You've seen through our time together what the cost is, so the decision is yours. No condemnation, he doesn't do that, but he will welcome you aboard. And there's something at the end of it all. 2 Timothy 4:8. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. There's a crown again for those who look forward to his appearing. Do you long for the day when he comes? Another thought for you today. There really is a lot more to this than meets the eye, isn't there? Next time we'll begin to look at chapter 6 of Matthew and the fact that we are destined for the throne. See you then, whatever you decide. God bless you.